This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm joined today by Kath. Hi Kath.
Hello Rob.
Now we're talking about the growing trend in online shopping today.
Oh yes, shopping via the internet. Now that is something I like to do.
Okay, well, you're not the only person who likes to shop this way. Millions of people choose to shop online, and last week saw the biggest day of the year for doing this. Mm. It was called Mega Monday. So more about that soon. But first, I've been looking online to find you a question, Kath.
Come on then, what is it?
Okay, well, this week's question is, according to an international survey, what is the most popular item that's bought online? Is it A, music, you know, downloadable music or on CD, B, travel tickets, or C, books?
I'm going to go for books, I think.
Okay, well, we'll see if you're right at the end of the programme.
Okay.
But now let's talk more about shopping, and particularly online shopping.
Yes, and you mentioned that last week was Mega Monday, or Cyber Monday, the biggest day of the year for online shopping. But people are still going out shopping in high streets and shopping centres.
Yes, that's right. When we say the high street, we mean the main shopping street of a town. Now, these places are actually quite busy at the moment with people Christmas shopping. And in the USA, the recent Thanksgiving holiday marked the start of the Christmas shopping season there. The day is also known as Black Friday, where discounts are offered in shops, or stores, as the Americans call them.
And it's called Black Friday because it's the day when shops go from being in the red, so owing money, to being in the black, making a profit, because so many people are going out spending money.
But we're still talking about online shopping, and online sales are certainly rising despite the current economic situation. Let's hear from the BBC's Graham Satchell reporting on the effects of Mega Monday on the high street in the UK. How does he describe what's happening to the high street?
The high street is really struggling. For the third Christmas in a row, sales are expected to be down this year by 2.1%.
Instead, more and more of us are shopping online. 25% of all Christmas shopping this year will be done over the internet, up 16% on last year. And Mega Monday is the busiest day, one estimate suggesting there'll be 3,300 purchases a minute.
So, Graham Satchell says the high street is struggling. In other words, the shops are finding it difficult to stay in business.
And that's because sales are down for the third year in a row. And as we heard, a quarter of all Christmas shopping will be done online.
And last week's Mega Monday saw an estimated 3,300 purchases every minute.
Incredible.
So those transactions must add up to a lot of money spent using credit cards.
Yes, and it's tempting and easy for many people to max out their credit cards. In other words, spend up to their credit limit.
And it's true that people are becoming more accustomed to buying things online. Retailers are making it much easier to buy things over the internet. And we can shop now using gadgets like smartphones and tablet devices, so we can buy things easily and instantly. So is this something you've done, Rob?
I do it quite regularly, actually, on my smartphone.
Oh, do you?
Okay, let's hear from some shoppers in the English market town of Newark about whether they prefer shopping on the internet or in the shops.
I have done a lot online. I've got a newborn baby, so it's a lot easier just sitting at home doing it. It's nice and warm and a lot easier.
What do you like about it?
The variety, the choice, the ease. You can sit at home. You sit at home and click on your iPad.
I've attempted to do it online today for the first time, but I like to try things on. I like the atmosphere of going into town and shopping, so I don't think it's my cup of tea.
So there's some mixed views about online shopping. The first woman thought it was easier and warmer too, because you can stay at home.
Yes, and the second person also thought it was convenient, but he also mentioned the variety and the choice of things to buy, and it's true, you can buy almost anything from your computer.
Ah, yes, but the final woman mentioned that you can't try on clothes. Mm. She liked the atmosphere of going into town and shopping. She used a great phrase. She said, "It's not my cup of tea."
Yes, she means it's just not for her. Well, it suits me, Rob, so please could you hurry up and give me the answer to that question, and then I can get back to a bit more online Christmas shopping.
Okay, Kath. But will you be making the most popular online purchase? Let's find out. That's the question I asked you. According to an international poll by the Nielsen Company, what is the most popular item that's bought online? Is it music, travel tickets, or books?
And I thought it was probably books.
And you are right. Hey! Yes, the survey found 41% of people bought books online. Mm. Clothes, DVDs and airline tickets were among the other popular items. Have you bought any of those online?
Yeah, I have. I've bought, definitely bought airline tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, DVD. Yes, all of those things I do. Yes, I think I do a bit too much online.
It sounds like it. You're very keen.
I am.
Oh, well, OK, Kath, before you get back to your shopping, we've just time for you to remind us of some of the vocabulary that we've heard in today's programme.
OK, we had trend, the high street, discounts, in the black, struggling, estimated, transactions, accustomed, retailers, convenient.
Thanks, Kath. Please join us again for another 6 Minute English very soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.